on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
They like jet airplanes. Woo! They like long limousines. They like fine clothes.
On AM 930 WEOL.
14 minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Hour number two of the show, Split Squad Edition today. Andy Bullbarch out in Avon, where the Crushers take on the Windy City Thunderbolts tonight. Matt Douglas is back in studio control, and Matt Douglas is joined back in the studio right now by our second guest of today's show, Roger Dorsey with Sleep in Heavenly Peace joins us right now. Roger, before we get going, thank you so much for stopping in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and spend a little time with you guys and get the word out about our resource that we're trying to bring to Elyria and Lorain County.
Well, let's begin right there. Sleep in Heavenly Peace began in Idaho back in 2012. So, Roger, for those who aren't familiar with what you guys do, what is Sleep in Heavenly Peace and who do you guys serve?
Sleep in Heavenly Peace, as you mentioned, started in Kimberly, Idaho in 2012. It was a local family, Luke Mickelson and his children. This is where the name came from, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. His children were complaining around Christmas time about the gifts they were not going to get. And they had just done a little bed build for some friends of theirs. So he took them to the garage, and they built the first bunk bed in the garage. He put it on Facebook and said, does anybody know someone who could use a bed? And after about 100 hits on his personal Facebook page, Sleep in Heavenly Peace began. And we brought that to Elyria, we are serving Elyria and Lorain County. Anyone who does not have a bed, who is a child, 17 and under, can get on our website, shpbeds.org, and request a bed. And when we have one, we take it to them.
Roger, when did you get into Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and why was it something you wanted to be a part of?
Well, I actually saw a special on Facebook. Mike Rowe does a piece on Facebook now called Returning the Favor, and someone had nominated Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and we saw that, and to be honest with you, after my wife watched it and bawled for about a half an hour.
Sure.
I got on an airplane and went to Kimberly, Idaho, and actually Twin Falls to get to Kimberly, had the training to bring a chapter back here to Elyria. And it really spoke to my heart because as a kid, my mom, we lived on the east side of Elyria. It was my mom, my aunt. My aunt had breast cancer, and there were seven kids in the house living in a three-bedroom house. We made do. Oftentimes, I slept in the closet. You know, I slept on the floor. I love working with wood. I love working with people, and the two are coming together. And, you know, I just see the children. I think the children are a silent victim to this opioid problem we have in our county, in our country. There's far too many kids sleeping on the floor because their parents either don't have the money or don't care to have the money.
Oh. Very powerful stuff. Yeah. And, you know, Roger, I think that's an incredible story. But what I think this also does, too, is it gets so many people from the community involved in something as powerful as this. It's a great teamwork technique, but also, you know, really, you know, for the volunteers that get involved in this, they get a great experience out of this also.
Oh, that's right. I was explaining just before we came on the air. This is not a corporate project. I mean, this is a grassroots. We're beating the streets looking for donations, looking for volunteers. You could see us set up in a parking lot right here at WEOL building bunk beds one day. All we got to do is, we bring the materials in, volunteers come in, we set up our six stations, we train them real quick on how to use it. We have a station manager that runs it. And then with 40 volunteers in 4 hours, we can knock out 20 bunk beds, which gets 40 kids off the floor.
And you guys make these bunk beds from scratch, too.
Yes, we make them from raw lumber that we get from Lowe's, Home Depot, Sliman's Lumber, anywhere.
Sure.
It's a proprietary design that Sleep in Heavenly Peace has tweaked to make sure it's covered by the insurance.
Yeah.
We use 2x4s, 2x6s, 1x4s, 1x2s. We put it all together with 5-inch lag screws, and they are solid.
Who is it who learns kind of how to make that model for these bunk beds?
Well, when I went to Kimberly, Idaho, Twin Falls, Idaho, to get the training, we went through that process. And tomorrow, when we have our leadership build, we will set and we will watch the they have a set of training videos that's accessible to chapter presidents. So we'll sit down and watch the videos, and then we'll go out in my garage in my driveway, and we'll build bunk beds.
Very nice.
Well, and I think the interesting thing here is that as a volunteer, I mean, obviously this is unbelievably rewarding work. It's really, really cool stuff. But, you know, as you guys state, I mean, there really are no kits, no experience needed, nothing like that. I mean, when you walk in, you guys essentially teach the volunteers how to put everything together.
Right. We as a build team try to have about 90% of the power tool saws cutting done before we even come into the build, so that way the flow can take off. If you can run a palm sander or put your hand around a paintbrush, they did a chapter build in San Antonio, Texas, a couple months ago, and they had a volunteer who was 4 years old, and one that was 94. So you don't have to have any experience with anything just to come out and give back.
Sure. It's probably a good thing, too. Things are pre-cut and made up there, because when you get a bunch of guys around power tools, everybody wants to be the guy to run it, huh?
Right. and we put our most experienced carpenter is the lead on the miter saw.
Very nice.
So that way we make sure everybody goes home with the same number of digits they came with. So
I like that idea. You and I were talking a little bit here in the control room before we got out. Once you get together, do you first know how many beds you need to make as you approach these things?
Well, what we do as a chapter, anyone can go on shpbeds.org and request a bed. If someone requests a bed that is in Lorain County, the zip codes that we cover, they will send me a bed request as a chapter president. As we get those requests, we fill them. It's always good to have, you know, 20, 30 beds in reserve. Just as an example, a chapter opened in Butler County, which is down below Dayton and Cincinnati, 3 months ago, and they've had over 180 requests for bunk beds. They've been able to build and deliver 40 of them.
Oh.
So the need is fastly outgrowing the supply.
What's the region that's kind of covered by the Lorain chapter here?
Well, all of Lorain County.
Okay.
If you live in Lorain County, as long as Google didn't miss your zip code,
sure,
you'll be covered. You can go there. You can request a bed. You select Ohio, SHP Elyria, and then all the zip codes that we cover pop up on the drop-down zone, and then that takes you to an application. You don't have to be the person that the bed is for.
Mm-hmm.
If you know someone, a neighbor, a family member that needs a bed, you go to the website and they'll ask you, I'm referring this person for a bed. They send us the bed request, and then we vet the individuals to make sure they don't just need a better bed, that they do need a bed, in fact. And then as we have it, if we have a build day from 8 to 12, and we have, say we build 20 beds, and we've got applications that we have to deliver 15, any volunteer that wants to stay back can come with us, and that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
When I went to Kimberly, Idaho, we delivered a bed for little Angel and Dom, 4 years old and 2 years old, and just to see their faces, they had never had a bed in their life. Little Dom could not get off his bed. He said, "This is mine. If you want to take a picture, you're taking it with me down here."
That's great. It's one of those things you don't necessarily think of so much, but I mean, how important that bed is to those young kids who never had a chance to sleep on one.
Yeah.
Almost take it for granted a little.
Yeah, I know pushing 50, if I have to sleep on the floor for 10 minutes, you don't think about it when you're a kid, but how much better does our day start off when we get a good night's sleep?
It's the truth, yeah.
And it also gives the kids ownership of something. That's their bed. We provide them with a bed, a mattress, two sets of sheets, pillows, pillowcases, comforter, and it's theirs.
Roger, you guys actually have a slogan. I want to give you a chance to drive this slogan home here. I think it's certainly a powerful message. No kid sleeps on the floor in our town. And I know that's a slogan that's certainly used by the organization all throughout the country, but I wanted to give you a chance to really kind of drive that point home and give us an idea as to just how powerful that message is.
Well, the message has become a motto. The motto has become the mission. And at the beginning of the year, SHP had 13 chapters nationwide. Right now, we just brought on the 89th chapter this year. So there's 89 chapters right now in 32 states. And our goal, my goal, is that starting in Elyria and in Lorain County, that if there's one child sleeping on the floor tonight, I've got to, that's my issue. I need to deal with that. You know, it does not take, listen, I had a person tell me the other day that, well, I could only give you like $5. $5 buys a set of sheets. You know, there are kids sleeping in the floor. There are kids that don't have, they may be sleeping on a dingy mattress or on a bunch of covers or in a closet like I did as a child. We need to get them up, and we need to let them know that someone loves them enough to take 4 hours out of their day or make a donation and come down and build a bed and bring it to them and just love on them a little bit.
And you guys do more than just build the bunk beds. As you mentioned, you guys certainly solicit donations to purchase bedding and pillows and things of that nature as well, correct?
That is correct. We are 100% volunteer and donation-based organization. Any donations that come into SHP Elyria does not leave Lorain County. It stays here. No one in the 89 chapters across the country receives a paycheck. 100% of the monies that come in are used to build beds and deliver beds to the kids. So I know a lot of people say, "Well, if I would give money, but how much of it's going to the kids?" Every single penny that you would donate, whether you're a business, an individual, we are 501c3, so we are tax exempt, or you can claim that on your taxes. In-kind donations. If you've got a 42-inch piece of 2x4 sitting in your garage that doesn't have concrete and ain't got holes in it, I'll take it.
Simply put, well, Roger, we appreciate you stopping in the studio. Before we let you go, for anybody out there listening right now that's maybe interested in volunteering or maybe just interested in donating or interested in helping out in any way, shape, or form, how can they get a hold of you or where can they go to get more information?
They can get a hold of me via my email. It's roger.dorsey@shpbeds.org. They can go to SHP Elyria on the Facebook. If they want to send me a message, send me an email, they can donate right through the Facebook page. It'll take you to the national page and just select SHP Elyria. We'll make sure that you get a receipt for that, and we'll make sure that you know exactly when your dollars have gone right to the children's homes.
Very good stuff. Well, Roger, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping in, telling us about this unbelievably awesome organization helping out so many kids. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, Roger Dorsey with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Make sure you check them out online as well, shpbeds.org. That's shpbeds.org. You can also email Roger as well, as he mentioned, roger.dorsey@shpbeds.org for more information. We need to get to a break. Matt Douglas and I will return here in just a few. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your Indians update. Tribe opens up a new road trip tonight in Detroit, the first of a three-game series. Here's your pitching matchups and the game times for the weekend. 7:10 first pitch at Comerica Park tonight. Carlos Carrasco looking for win number 13 for the Indians. He'll be opposed by right-hander Mike Fiers for the Tigers. Then tomorrow night, a 6:10 first pitch. Mike Clevenger on the hill for the Indians, opposed by lefty Francisco Liriano. And Sunday afternoon, it's a Kluber day. Corey Kluber looking for win number 13 in a 1:10 start at Comerica Park. With your Indians update, this is Jim Rosenhaus.